We're also following the travels of the president of Iran. Hassan Rouhani wants to open up his country's economy. His big chance comes because of a nuclear deal that lifted economic sanctions. After visiting Italy and even meeting Pope Francis, Rouhani arrives today in France. European business leaders are happy to see him, as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Thomas Soto.
Le président iranien.
The French media are abuzz over the visit of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. When sanctions were lifted last week, the Iranian leader headed straight to Europe. In Italy, he signed a dozen business deals in the oil and gas sectors and for high-speed trains.
Peut-on vraiment faire confiance à l'Iran?
But can we really trust Iran, asks this French radio show host. There is a mix of excitement and apprehension as Iran's market of 80 million people with a large and educated middle class opens up again. Ardavan Amir Aslani is a Franco-Iranian lawyer representing French companies returning to Iran. He says it won't be easy to penetrate a country that's been isolated for decades.
Going back to a country such as Iran, cut off from the world, is basically a very adventurous task. You lack a number of necessary partners in this regard. There are no international lawyers, no international investment banks, no international accountants. And corruption is also an issue because Iran is just ranking on the bottom of the world corruption scale.
Iran is expected to sign a deal in Paris to buy more than 100 aircraft from European plane maker Airbus. Economist and Iran expert Thierry Coville says Iran's needs in infrastructure, water, roads, airports are massive.
With the sanctions, the Iranian government was deprived of the quarter of its government revenues. So they just stopped investing in infrastructure, for example. They could not maintain the security of their planes. Half of the Iranian planes are just out of order. And those who are flying, I think, are very dangerous.
Coville says European companies from cosmetics to cars are eager to get back into a country with a population long deprived of Western goods. He says Iran was once French carmaker Peugeot Citroën's largest market.
You know, it was the biggest market for French in the Middle East before the sanctions. French companies have a good image in Iran.
Coville says banks are wary about returning to Iran after the U.S. Treasury fined French bank BNP Paribas $9 billion in 2014 for breaking U.S. sanctions. Though the major nuclear sanctions have been lifted, the U.S. has maintained some sanctions against Iran related to human rights and terrorism. Ironically, says lawyer Amir Aslani, American companies are not part of the rush back to Iran.
America played the lead role in removing the sanctions. And here they are, European companies rushing towards Iran to sign up contracts and American companies being excluded. So they are watching the scramble for markets from the sidelines.
Amir Aslani says Rouhani's visit to Paris will not be exclusively about business. Iran is a fundamental opponent of ISIS, and President François Hollande will surely look for help in fighting the terrorist group. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.